Nine.
Couple would be 70.
And the number after 99.
100.
What, yeah, but that's right. But how do you
100.
Pass? Yes, and then the number after 999.
1,000.
Okay. Now, would you say the days of the week?
We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, and the months of the year?
We have January, February, March, April, May, June and July, August and September, October and November, and here's come December.
Okay, that's fine. Now I want the number. I want you to take to give me the numbers as we talk about them. Say in a month, like today is the 16th.
Mm.
In the beginning of the month, it would be the what?
The first.
And then. That's right. That's exactly right. And so say the first, and then the next day.
The second.
And then.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
That's it. Thank you. Now that is really, there are just a couple of other things I'd like to ask you about. Have you noticed any changes in weddings, the way weddings are conducted? Of course, you're not an expert in weddings, are you?
Well, I could answer you.
Yeah, okay, do.
But is that vital to say it?
Yeah.
Why? I'm sure you.
Yeah.
Weddings, the day to day, don't stand up like once.
Yeah.
Weddings used to have a more matured weddings.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, as you get up today, you never used to marry so quick to a man.
Uh-huh.
You got to feel out a man first. You got to do some kind of work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A man got to do some kind of work to get the woman.
Yeah.
And you ain't seen the man.
Uh-huh.
That's what can do what tradition.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that tradition used to run on,
uh-huh,
I feel to myself, wedding will last longer.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah, that's good. How about the way the weddings were, the wedding process? Has that changed much in over
the years? Yeah, it changed a lot.
How?
Changed a lot. Well, I would say that. When I say that to say this. The weddings now is hustle weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Cause as you get to meet somebody, you're called married, you're going married.
Uh-huh. Hostel, you say?
Hustle wedding.
A hustle wedding.
Very, yeah. A hurry wedding then.
In a hurry, huh? Yeah. You mean you're forced into it?
Yeah, I mean you force the man into it if the man didn't wish to do it.
Yeah, right. I see. That's called a hustle wedding. Yeah,
because
a hustle wedding.
If you forcing the man off because you give him a good opportunity at the first.
Yeah.
And maybe you might say to him like this, man, you see how be, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta married to me because, you know, etc.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I see. Okay. How about funerals? Have they changed much?
Well, to me, yes. I would say this. Funeral once ago used to get help from the estate.
Uh-huh.
But now since the funeral home come in, they is too casty.
Uh-huh.
Ain't tell me that you don't take somebody. Uh-huh. And bury them for $10,000.
Yeah, I see.
And the boxing was $10,000. Just your reference,
it's really commercial now.
Yeah, it's too big. The funeral is too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Now I want to ask you about an expression that I heard. Have you ever heard this? Have you ever heard the term an auntie man? Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah.
Well, okay. What does it mean?
Auntie man is when he mean the man take it, the person going with another man.
Yeah, okay, right. It's a homosexual.
Yeah.
But I heard it.